streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Royce and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's your main man, Rob and Lucinda, checking in. Sorry about that techno difficulty, but we're back in business, and we're here with a great, great guest tonight, Mr. Bryant, and he'll be talking about his book that's out and a lot of great things that he has going on. So without further ado, we're going to bring him on, and he's going to formally introduce himself. Hey, hey, Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, Rob and Lucinda, how are you?
Oh, we're blessed today, man. Sorry about that once again with the technical difficulty, but we're here and we're ready to rock.
That is all right. Stuff happens. No problem. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're glad you was able to make it. So formally introduce yourself and let the viewers know about your new book and what you have going on.
Thank you. Well, my name's G. Brian Benson, and I do a little bit of everything. I write self-help books. I'm starting to speak a little bit more. I'm a coach. I love to create stuff, you know, films, videos, short films, spoken word pieces, you know, all under kind of the mantle of positive content. And, yep, I have a new book out called Habits for Success. It's been out a couple months now. And that's been exciting and a lot of fun. And, you know, it's been an interesting journey. I didn't kind of get on this path until about 10 years ago when I left my family business, kind of stepping out into the unknown. And everything's kind of – I had no idea I would be on this path. It just kind of happened – accidentally, as I just followed my intuition and kept stepping out of my comfort zone, all kinds of kind of opportunities kept happening, and I just kind of kept following them.
And that's a beautiful thing. So you say your family business. What was you involved in with the family business prior to getting involved with all the great things you do now, Brian?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm from Salem, Oregon, and we had – don't laugh. We had a golf center. It was like a driving range and a 9-hole par 3 course and a retail golf store. And I kind of grew up working there. And yeah, well, I know. Yeah, it was fun, but it was a lot of work. And after 11 years of running it, I just kind of felt like I had this gift inside of me that needed to come out, although I didn't know at the time what it was. And I didn't really know how to release it. But I felt like I was done growing there, and so I just kind of took the leap.
And with the leap that you took, I'm hearing in your voice that you're very glad that you took that leap to not only show people that things can be done, but you're in a mission now where you're helping others along with helping yourself.
Yeah, you couldn't have said it more perfectly. You know, I've just kind of been on this journey of self-growth myself. And, you know, I've always tried to be the best version of myself. And as I've worked on me, all of these projects that have kind of are a result of my own self-growth process and you know, self-awareness happening. And so it's been great. I really, when I was 3, I told my mom, she reminded me not too long ago that I told her that I was put here to inspire people. And so It's interesting how that kind of, yeah, thank you. So it's kind of manifested itself after I left the family business.
And that's always a beautiful thing. Before we go any further, Brian, I wanted to know, how did you learn of me and my wife's radio show and our organization?
Well, I have a really wonderful virtual assistant that that gets me out there in a lot of different ways, and she found you.
Oh, wow.
So I can't take credit
That's
for that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I have to thank Janet.
Yeah, well, we give Janet a big shout-out right here at the Streets of Olivia Back Radio Show. And when she reached out to me and I reviewed everything and I told my wife that I'm going to have this great young man on the show, and she was excited as well because we've seen that, like I said, you wasn't only about stealth, but you was about helping other people, you know, move forward. So it's always great
Thank
to
you.
Have guests like you on our show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really, you know, I feel like my purpose is, I don't really ever try to tell anybody what to do. I just try to kind of lead by example, and, you know, I'm doing the work myself, and if I can do it, other people can do it too. And I'm finding all these kind of creative parts of me that I didn't know I had, and so it's been kind of a lot of fun to explore those as well and try to get, you know, some positive messages out in different ways, whether it's a short film or a poem or, you know, what have you.
My man. So with the new book you got out, let's talk about that a little bit, Habits for Success. What inspired
Sure.
that book right there, Brian?
Well, you know, it's kind of a culmination of the last 10 years of my life kind of being on the journey that we've been talking about. When I was little, my mom said that the only word I ever said was why. It's like, why, Mom? Why this? Why that? And so I was very inquisitive. And I think I brought that inquisitive person into, you know, my adulthood. And so the last 10 years, as I've been kind of on this journey, I've paid attention to my own self-growth process. And it's almost like I've been in this observer's perch, paying attention while I'm learning and growing and kind of documenting it at the same time. And so, you know, Habits for Success are just a whole bunch of different things that I've paid attention to that have really worked well for me and have helped me grow and solidify my foundation and just become a really, you know, well-rounded person that's you know, trying to do good things out there in the world. And so I wanted to write about them, you know, and so I tried to write the different chapters in kind of a fun, inspiring, entertaining, and thought-provoking way. And not, you know, not some self-help books can be very detail-oriented and stuff. And this is just, there's definitely some things in here where it gives you some great ideas and some plans of attack. But it's also just kind of, you know, really letting people know about these different ideas in kind of a different way that they may have thought about them previously.
Hey, that's a great thing right there. And I hope that many people get inspired with not just this book
you
wrote, but a lot of things that you're doing to once again help others move forward and letting people know that if I can do it, you can do it as well. And I'm going to show you how to obtain that. And that's a great thing. When you can show an individual how to obtain something, then they can't say, I don't know, because you've been showed the way.
Yeah.
Now, whether you rock with it or not, it's going to be on you. But I'm going to show you the way you can get to that. And that's a blessing. And other things that you have going on, like your short films and things like that, talk about that a little bit and also let people know where they can go get Habits for Success. That give them the website.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the book, you can find it on my website, which is gbrianbenson.com, or you can go to Amazon via habitsforsuccessbook.com. Thank you for asking. You know, the short films, it's interesting. When I, you know, left my family business and my first book kind of accidentally happened, I didn't sell very many copies initially because I didn't really know how to market. This was 10 years ago. And I also was probably, I was too shy to, I was terrified to speak in front of people. And so I you know, I kind of had a little come to Jesus moment and said, you know, if you want to share this book, you're going to have to overcome that fear. And so I really did a whole lot of things to step out of my comfort zone in that regard. I signed up for a couple community call and speech classes. I did Toastmasters for a little while. I created an interactive workshop that I thought I was being clever because I did, so I wouldn't have to talk the whole time, but I found out it worked better that way. Anyways, I hired someone who had experience with internet radio to be a co-host with me. And one of the other things I did was sign up for an acting class. I had no plans on acting, but I thought that would really force me out of my comfort zone. And so, you know, the whole acting thing was just accidental as well. I finished the class, didn't really think much more of it. A few weeks later, I had a dream about this street guitarist. And I woke up and it just felt really powerful and that I needed to write it down. And so I did. And then I met this young filmmaker kind of randomly about two, 3 weeks after that and said, hey, I've got this idea for a short film with a, you know, it's got some good messages in it. Would you want to do it with me? You know, because I have no idea how to do it. And said, sure. Mm-hmm. So we were on the streets of Reno, Nevada over the course of about 4 or 5 nights. And we filmed this little short called Guitar Man. And it ended up doing really well at film festivals. And it really just woke me up. I felt totally alive doing this. And I was a closet guitarist. I'd never played in front of anybody before. And so it was really cool. And I ended up moving to LA 5 years ago to kind of pursue acting as well as all the other stuff that I've been doing.
Well, that's a blessing by itself. You see what can happen when you step out your comfort zone and you see that anything is possible then. You know, like you were saying earlier, you were shy, so a shy man don't eat, you know what I mean? And you have to be out there in the world for people to know you exist, you know?
Yep.
So you caught on to that real fast. They're like, I have to get out here. People have to know who I am. People have to know this is what I love to do and this is what I'm about. And people recognize that, and you where you at now, and you study growing in the game. And that's a beautiful thing, you know? And
thank you.
What would you say to someone that was in your shoes? What would you encourage them to do?
You know, the things that have really, really worked well for me is just really trusting and following my intuition. You know, I think it's God, the universe, spirit, whatever you want to call it, kind of nudging us and giving us kind of a game plan. And by just following that, it really has led me to, you know, kind of my path and a fulfilling kind of existence for me. And, you know, somebody else's intuition might guide them to do something else, but, you know, really trust your intuition. And just, you know, if you're afraid, you know, like I was, just it's okay. But just still don't let that hold you back from stepping out of your comfort zone. I'm an example that I landed on my feet. You know, sure, I had some ups and downs, but I just kept moving forward and I gained confidence. I learned, you know, I gained self-awareness. It gets easier. And so those two things for sure. But ultimately, what I try to tell everybody is that they're enough, just the way they are and who they are and what they have to work with. You know, I really feel like we're all here to learn and grow. And, you know, as spiritual beings having human experience, but I think that our ultimate task is to really learn how to love and accept ourselves. And once we can kind of find that, I think everything else kind of falls into place.
My man, you couldn't have said that better, my friend. And once
Thank
again,
you.
Brian, I want you to give the people that website again. And if anybody would like to contact you, I would like for you to give them the email as well or your assistant's email or however you do it and so they can get right at you if they need to get at you.
Thank you. My website's G, Brian Benson, and there's a contact form on that website, and I think it's just you can email me at contact@gbrianbenson.com. And, the whole name's kind of funky. My first name is Gary, but they've always called me by my middle name, so – that's why it's like that. But thank you.
It's a good thing. Now, anything else you would like to let your fans and people around the world know, Brian, a little bit more about you, you know? Go ahead. You got the floor.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, I feel like I touched on a lot of different things. You know, if you do go to my website, I think you'll find a lot of really fun and cool things. All the short films are up there. I did a TEDx talk a few years ago that I'm really proud of that has some nice messages, I feel, and it kind of tells my story in a little bit more complete way. You can watch that there. I'm starting to put up some spoken word pieces, which are a lot of fun. Yeah, you know, it talks about all the different books. I found that it's really, really fun to be creative. You know, I mean, I think everybody's got a gift, you know, to be creative. And it doesn't mean we're going to paint like Van Gogh or write like Ernest Hemingway, but it just, I don't know. It's just, it's an amazing experience when you really can just kind of tap into that. And it's just like connecting with source. And it's just, right. I don't know, it's like a form of meditation for me. And so, you know, I highly recommend everybody just to try to get creative if they can as well.
And that sounds like a winner right there. And is there anything else you would like for your fans and people to know, Brian?
No, I think we're really good. You know, like I said a little bit ago, just remember that you're enough, just the way you are and what you have to work with. And just, you know, start to really try to find that place of love and acceptance. And it took me a long time. You know, stuff happens, you know, we get beat down in different ways you know, just sometimes the environments that we're in kind of makes it tough, but you know, it's going to be all right. Just believe in yourself and amazing things can happen.
My man, and always stay focused is the key, and don't let nobody tell you you can't do it, because there's no such word as I can't. You have to
Absolutely.
Do what you feel is right for you. And I just want to say thank you, Brian, for coming on the show. I want to thank your assistant, Janet, correct, for
yep.
reaching out to our organization and getting this set up. And it was an honor to have you here. And before you leave, shoot that website out one more time. And if you got Twitter, if you got YouTube, shoot all that out to the world.
Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, gbrianbenson.com, and you can learn about the book at habitsforsuccessbook.com. And on social media, pretty much everything's just G. Brian Benson. You can find me, you know, all those different with that handle. And, yeah, thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate the opportunity.
Man, it's an honor to have you here, brother, you know. And once again, any last words you would like to say, Brian?
Nope, I just hope you and everybody listening has a blessed 2019.
Hey, that's what we're going to do, my friend. And you make sure you keep in touch with the show. And I'll send you this link after it gets through winding up. And then you can share it out there with the people like we're going to do.
It'd be my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, thank you, my friend. Have a great evening.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.